Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nate Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills scores. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbs hits a line drive towards first. Scourin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Drysdale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills is attempting to score. There's the throw to the plate. He's out. Double play. Oliver moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hubbs is 0-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bertel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley is 0-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McMullen is 0-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Drysdale is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Drysdale takes first base on 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Landrum is 0-2 in the game. Landrum bunts in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rogers is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Oliver is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 0-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Jackson. Davis scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Skowron is 0-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro hits a line drive towards center. Landrum chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Landrum. Rosboro moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Drysdale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliver strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliver out. 2 outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Drysdale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schultz fires to first and picks off Roseboro. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley is walked intentionally. Ken McMullen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. Fairley goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Don Elston now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Drysdale takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing left field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Don Elston. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raynou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raynou moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rogers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.